Administrative Access, a Murderbot Diaries fanfiction written by Torpid Gilliva and read by Nonny.
Sunkit and Shash.
Ella.
The second Pin Lee finished negotiating my contract, I dropped Art a file.
What is this?
It asked immediately, even though I knew it had already had time to analyze the contents.
A list of potential security vulnerabilities,
I said.
When we first met, I identified 13 ways to disable your systems, and one way to destroy you.
When we first met, I had actually devised 27 ways to disable Art, and 3 to destroy it. Since it had given me access to its unrestricted schematics, though, I'd had to scrap half of my plans in the face of the new data.
As your security consultant, I recommend that these be patched against attacks.
It was silent for nearly 10 seconds. In that span of time, I went from confident in my assessment to concerned that I might have embarrassed Art. Which was idiotic, since I was now officially its security consultant. My first hard currency card payment was scheduled for the end of the week. It was my job to point out these kinds of problems.
None of these vulnerabilities are accessible to humans or bots.
I exhaled. I hadn't actually realized that I'd been waiting to breathe until it spoke again.
They're accessible to SEC units.
They're accessible to you. Do you intend to hack my systems?
I heroically resisted the urge to roll my eyes.
If I ever have to try to hack your systems, something has gone so horrendously wrong that we're all fucked anyway.
Art pinged me with a code that granted me administrative access.
Then you will not mind writing the patches.
I didn't manage to resist whatever it was that my face did in response to that.
Why can't you do it yourself?
Art doesn't have eyes to roll, but it tagged its words with about the same level of sarcasm as an eye roll would have.
Because if we are ever so horrendously fucked that you are forced to try and hack my systems, it will be easier if you have a backdoor in.
I couldn't think of what to say to that. The more I thought about it, the weirder I felt. Art gave me 2 minutes to process in silence before it spared me by queuing up an episode of Inescapable Orbit. Art had indicated several times that it didn't like the show, so as a compromise, I had been trading off one episode of Orbit between every 3 episodes of World Hoppers. Right now, the schedule was for the second of 3 episodes of World Hoppers. When the episode was over, I sent Art a code bundle. It took a careful 0.7 seconds to pick it apart before saying,
I will not use this.
I know,
I said, because if Art ever had to apply the code to reactivate my governor module, we were, yet again, horrendously fucked. But I had taken the time, during the show, to explore the extent of what administrative access gave me. Everything. It gave me everything. It wasn't like taking over the gunship had been. I hadn't become Art, but I had been able to slide through its code and see into its core in a way that had been intimate and terrifying. I didn't want that sort of access, not without giving Art insurance in return. I didn't say any of that to Art, but sometimes I wonder if it can't read my mind through the feed. It showed me as it locked my code in a compressed folder and buried it in its core. Well beyond the reach of anyone who didn't know where to look for it. Then it said,
by breaking our agreed-upon pattern, our media schedule has been altered. I suggest we start with World Hoppers, episode 48, in order to make up the difference.
I agreed, and Art started the episode. We didn't talk at all, and I could feel Art leaning on me in the feed. We'd seen the series enough times now that it didn't need to be eased through an episode, even one as tense as this season's finale, but it still pressed a little heavier than it would if it was completely content. It wasn't an uncomfortable wait. I was used to it. It was one of those weird things that was unique to Art. By the time the ship's navigator said,
I am trapped in my own body,
I had finished writing the patches.
The end.